Monique Steele is with us now for the Rural News. Kia ora, meat company Ansco has bucked the industry trend and made a profit. What's the secret?
Yes, well, it says focusing on its core business and pushing its higher value beef and lamb products are behind its $44.4 million full year profit. It's more than half of 2022's $106 million profit. However, it's still a standout, considering competitors like Silverfern Farms and Alliance both posted significant financial losses for last year. ANZCO Chief Executive Peter Connolly says 2023 was a tough year, with demand down in key markets, so the profit is very pleasing.
Look, I think there's two parts to it. One, our core business, we've managed it really well. You know, we didn't get caught with inventory issues. We pride ourselves on supply chain management and making sure we limit market risk around that. So our core business still did okay. And I think when you look at it in the scheme of things, when you look at the numbers and you look at the size of the business, and the actual return on investment and the return on turnover is really still quite small. But our value add is growing for us. You know, we've invested heavily in taking raw material and making value added meat products, not only for New Zealand, but also for offshore markets as well. And that's performed.
What are some of those value add products that are doing well for ANZCO?
In New Zealand, we've got three big parts to what we do. One is we make all of the hamburger patties for McDonald's here in New Zealand. The second piece to it is that we've got a very large-scale beef jerky plant, which is products that we produce for a number of customers, particularly in North America. And then we have our Angel Bay business, which is a consumer-branded, available at retail meat products, which are sort of ready to heat and eat.
Peter Connolly says ANZCO's health business, which uses animal tissue and blood for pharmaceutical use, is also going well. He acknowledges it's a hard time for farmers at the moment, but says the company is doing its best to provide higher returns. And now to venison. Deer farmers and industry players have been told they need to have a better focus on what international markets want. Deer Industry New Zealand's Chief Executive Chair Mandy Bell, she made the comments at the Deer Industry Conference in Napier this morning. Ms. Bell says over the last few years, the primary sector has been focused on what's happening here, largely due to environmental regulations, but she says that needs to change.
What we are going to be talking about is looking externally rather than internally, aligning our thinking with what's happening in markets and making sure that as an industry we are very well prepared to maximise opportunities that are coming to us from those markets.
She says international buyers want specific environmental measures met, something meat companies here are well aware of.
Those targets are needing to be connected back through to farm. So not only is it being talked about, we're actually seeing science-based targets and it's getting more specific as to what they are looking for. Now, what we need to be doing here in New Zealand is rather than having a number of different customers, consumers asking us, could you do this, could you do that, can you verify that, we are much better to be on the front foot. And we have got good programs here in the red meat sector. We're much better to be saying, this is actually the program that we are working to. This is the integrated farm plans that we have. And so we are going back out to them. And what's my understanding and talking with the Silverfern Farms Alliance, First Lights, for example, that they agree that that's a better way for us to be approaching it, for us to get on the front foot.
That's Mandy Bell of Deer Industry New Zealand. The outbreak of avian influenza in the US dairy cow herd is top of the agenda at the International Poultry Council's annual meeting in Argentina this week. Poultry Industry Association of New Zealand's Executive Director Michael Brooks is at the event in Buenos Aires. He says the industry here is in talks with the Ministry for Primary Industries to make sure it's vigilant and ready to respond if needed. The virus, H5N1, has resulted in the death of hundreds of millions of birds across Asia, Europe and Africa, though it has never been found here across Australasia. Michael Brooks says they wish to keep it that way. Nearly 80 rural towns have put their hands up to take part in the Reserve Bank's cash service trial. But there's only 8 spots actually up for grabs. A massive shift to online banking and a decline in the use of cash means many banks have pulled out of rural areas, leaving locals with limited options for services. In response, the Reserve Bank wants to trial some options in rural areas, like smart ATMs, or that it could pay existing retailers to provide fee-free cash outs to consumers without the purchase. Director of Money and Cash, Ian Walford, says lots of towns want to be involved.
We're oversubscribed in a sense. We ran, when we first went out late last year, just letting people know about the cash trials, we asked for expressions of interest and we had over 80 towns, I think, put their hands up, which on one level is great, but on another level just tells you how important people see having access to cash is.
Ian Walford says towns will be selected soon and the trial will begin later this year. And just some news in brief, dairy prices have risen to their highest level in more than 2 months. The average price rose 1.8% to $3,708 a tonne at the global dairy trade auction overnight, while the whole milk powder price rose 2.4% to $3,350 a tonne. Rural Women New Zealand has launched a new online directory to showcase entrepreneurial women in the regions. It's called the Country Women's Collective and advertises everything from New Zealand-made clothing and homewares to farm supplies and agri-tourism opportunities. And Cloudy Bay Winery is continuing to grow with the acquisition of 32 hectares of farmland in Marlborough, which will be planted in Chardonnay vines. Just last month, the company bought 18 hectares of farmland beside Lake Dunstan in central Otago, and that's to be planted in Pinot Noir grapes. And that's the rural news for today. Ko ia rā, te porongo o te tai whenua.